It's time for the Savvy Realtor Podcast. I'm Walter Storholt alongside Angie Cole, the owner and broker in charge of A. Cole Realty, serving you throughout the Triangle, teaching you about the ins and outs when it comes to buying or selling a home. You can find the team online by going to acolerealty.com. That's A-C-O-L-E, realty.com, or by calling 919-578-3128. That's 919-578-3128. And now, it's time for one of the top realtors in the Triangle, Angie Cole, and the Savvy Realtor Podcast.
Let's talk about this settlement, because a lot of people are saying that this is going to rock the real estate industry. It's going to cause realtors to leave the industry. It's going to just have a major impact. They think, I saw an article yesterday that Zillow's going to lose probably half of its value, and just all sorts of very wild predictions and things like that, all related to this settlement about real estate commissions and how that's going to change the dynamic of everything. So can you help us zoom out here a little bit, understand what the settlement was, what the changes are going to be implemented are, and then maybe your analysis of all of these other people's analysis of what's going to be the impact of all this.
Yeah, sure. You know, and I would say right out of the gates, be careful when you listen and watch the media. I know personally, I won't name the news channel, but I was interviewed for a report that came out on Friday after, you know, the big announcement that, hey, NAR has reached a settlement with this lawsuit. And it was very unfortunate because the whole reporting was completely inaccurate. As far as like what the lawsuit was, the outcome of it, you know, what could potentially happen with the real estate industry, and also what consumers will more than likely see, everything was false. And so it's just crazy how the media can totally twist something to create, I think, more of a just kind of uproar, right? And just to get the chatter going. And I was part of that and didn't love it. So anyways, with that being said, so there was a lawsuit. It was Sitzer and Barnett was the lawsuit. Pretty much what took place is we have a seller who says they were forced to pay the buying or selling agent, the co-broke agent on the opposite side of the transaction who was representing the buyer, a certain commission. And the way that real estate should always be handled is, hey, like for example, when I meet with a seller, this is what I charge. Would you like to compensate the buying agent who is procuring the buyer? And if so, what would that amount look like? Going back to kind of some inaccuracies that I heard within the media, it seems like everyone is stating, oh, the lawsuit stated that agents can no longer charge a standard 6%. First of all, in real estate, in the industry, there is no standard commission. And so that is completely inaccurate. There is no standard amount either. So that's completely inaccurate. And that's not even what the lawsuit pertained to. It was sellers feeling like they were forced to pay an agent on the other side who's not really representing them. Okay. So with that, there was a settlement of $418 million. And there, of course, have been a lot of copycat, you know, people following as far as open up lawsuits as well. Now, although they came to an agreement with the settlement hasn't actually been approved, but the changes that we will see, and I know I'm kind of rambling a little bit, changes that we will see as far as on the real estate side in our industry, but also pertains to sellers and buyers. First of all, buying agent commission can no longer be disclosed in MLS. So before this, and this change, they're expecting to take place mid-July. Now, and you know, in the past and up until July, if I am representing a buyer, I go to MLS. That's the amount that I am getting paid because that was the agreement between listing agent and seller. Seller said that they'd be willing to compensate the buyer that amount or buying agent that amount. Moving forward or sometime mid-July, there can be no speak of commissions as far as, you know, what is being paid, of course, the listing agent or the selling agent. So that will be just a conversation that will need to be negotiated at time of offer, okay? So that's one main change. Other main change that we're seeing when it comes to looking at homes, and this is important for the public to realize that, hey, this is now going to be a law that real estate agents must abide by. To view a home, there must be a buying agency agreement in place. Okay. In the past, the way that North Carolina operated, and every state's a little bit different, but with North Carolina, as long as we had an agency agreement in place saying like, hey, this is our responsibilities, I'm representing you, you're only working with me, that must have been executed before we drafted an offer on a home. Now it must be executed before we even start showing homes to a client. So it's just going to kind of, I would say, slow down the process maybe a little bit. You know, if someone calls us and they say, hey, I want to go see this home today at 2 o'clock, unfortunately, we can't stop everything we're doing and just go show them. We must really go in depth and have that buyer consultation and explain our responsibilities, their responsibilities to us too, as far as only working with us as their agent and just what that looks like. So that's kind of the I guess, brief summary of the settlement and the outcome of it. So what do I expect for just consumers and the real estate market as a whole? There's talks about prices going down. Personally, I do not see that happening in any way. I really do not see that as even changing our industry other than real estate agents. I'm hearing maybe 50% will get out of the industry because they don't know how to have these stronger conversations with their clients. But I do not see that there's going to be depreciation. Reason being, we still have very, very low inventory. And just because the changes are happening, there's still the same amount of buyers in the market, right? And so right now we've already entered into multiple offers after multiple offers, not every situation, but quite a few. And so that's because supply and demand, we still have very, very low inventory and then a surplus of buyers. Interest rates are not holding them back. We still have a lot of buyers and we don't have enough homes on the market. So what happens there, naturally, you will continue to see appreciation in the market. So not sure, Walter, if you have any questions on top of that, but that's just kind of the rundown of this NAR settlement, all the talk. If you look on social media, if you know a real estate agent, you've probably heard about this. We're seeing it all across the news. But again, be careful on what you're watching, what you're listening to, because there's a lot of information that is incorrect.
Yeah, I feel like everything you've just talked about is very different from what I was reading just last night on,
right?
on a couple of articles. And that is wild that we're that far apart on reality versus what's being reported. So that's
so true.
A concern all on its own, for sure.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
But yeah,
so. I'm not concerned at all, just to let you know. You know,
okay.
There's a lot of talk about, you know, agents being concerned and da-da-da, what did this mean? And I'm like, myself and my team, we're not concerned. Like, a lot of the business practices we were already doing will be the same that we continue to do moving forward. So it's, you know, no different than, for example, a long time ago when I just actually got into general brokerage, our whole real estate contract changed. And that's when due diligence started and due diligence periods. And at that point, that was so scary. It's like, what is this? How do we handle this? Da, da, da. And now I look back and I don't even remember that shift and that change, right? So it's just a change in how we practice, just like any industry. You know, there can be new laws, new mandates, you know, and you have to shift the way that you're practicing, and that's totally fine, but it's not that big of a deal. So yeah.
Very good to note. Not that big of a deal is definitely different than the way it was reported. I mean, I'm literally looking at an article right now that says seismic, you know, in terms of the changes here. So that is really interesting. It sounds like really even more than the commission side of things, just the fact that the buyers are going to have that official relationship with a realtor before they can go look at homes is even a bigger impact.
I think that's going to be honestly the biggest impact.
Because I remember the first home I bought, I just showed up.
Yep. Like, you know. Yep. I think that will be the biggest impact because I know there's going to be a lot of buyers out there that just don't even trust what we're saying, right? Because if I have that conversation, I must get things in place. They're probably gonna be like, whoa, 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 whoa. Nope. I'll just go to the next agent, you know, that will show me the home. And hopefully all agents are abiding by, this very important rule that's being put in place.
Yeah.
But I think that's going to be the biggest shift. You know, will be, hey, you must sign, you know, legal paperwork to even have a door open for you.
Interesting. Yeah. Uh-huh. So there's no more tire kicking and looking at a couple of homes, interacting with three or four agents like on property before you actually pick one you're going to want to work with. You got to really make that decision on the front end.
Yep. Yep. Exactly.
Gosh, Angie, it sounds like it just makes it that much more important to have like realtors who are good communicators and doing things like being on the radio and having podcasts so you can get to know your agent before you go and buy that home. So
yeah, and know the facts. You know, it's all about education and educating our clients up front so they, you know, don't have any concerns. They know exactly what's taking place in the market and they can be prepared.
Yeah. I know not all of this has taken place officially quite yet, and there could be appeals and who knows what else that come from any of these law kinds of things. But when everything becomes official, I guess we're going to finally have to update that home buying guide with the new rules and the new terms.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. I didn't think about that. Yeah.
It's been a few years since we've had to make any big changes to that document. So we'll do that once the time officially comes.
You've been listening to the Savvy Realtor Podcast. I'm Walter Storholt alongside Angie Cole. She's the owner and broker in charge of A. Cole Realty here in the Triangle. And if you have questions for Angie, we invite you to go online to acolerealty.com. Listen to past podcast episodes on the website, read the blog, and all the great information, including the option to find a home right there on the website. That's acolerealty.com. And you can also call Angie with your questions, 919-578-3128.
Did you know that Angie Cole also has a radio show? Tune into The Savvy Realtor, Saturdays at noon on 106.1 FM WTKK.